Well, in terms of insulation, the easiest insulation to go for is loft or cavity wall insulation. If you're trying to decide between the two, which one you should go for, a lot of houses already have some loft insulation in them. So first of all, you need to go up to your loft, see if how much is up there. Building regulations now say that the recommended amount of insulation is 10 inches.
Right, OK.
So it's quite a lot.
So if you live in an old property as well, you need to get up in the attic as well to make sure it's doing the job.
Yeah, as long as it's there, it'll be doing the job. Insulation doesn't deteriorate, lasts for sort of 40 years, so it's absolutely fine. So as long as it's there, it's doing what it needs to do.
Let's get on to damp. A lot of people have a damp problem in their homes in Wales. Any tips on how best to deal with damp, mould and condensation?
Yeah, if it's just condensation, so condensation generally appears on the tops of walls and in the cold areas of your house, that's where condensation damp will happen. So if it's just condensation, what you need to think about is where is the moisture coming from in your house? Are you drying your clothes indoors? Have you got a bathroom, shower room? Is that where the condensation is? If it's just condensation damp, then you just need to ventilate the house and make sure that those walls are kept a little bit warmer as well. And that should help with the condensation. If you have more of a sort of structural damp problem, so damp coming through from the outside to the middle of the wall or rising up through the floor, then that's where you need to get a professional in to advise you on how to fix the problem and how to stop the water coming in.
Windows are also interesting, aren't they? Especially if you live in an older property. Not so much if you've got one of those new build houses, because there's fantastic double glazing in a lot of those new builds. But if you live in an older property, windows can be a real problem, especially if they're single glaze. But changing windows is a very costly business.
Yeah, changing windows is a costly business. It's something that that we really need to save up for and plan ahead with changing over windows. But it does save you energy, but not huge amounts in comparison to getting your insulation done. So I'd definitely say get your insulation done first, think about your windows second. If you have got single glazed windows, think about getting them draft proofed. You can buy kits for draft proofing.
Is that cheap?
Draft proofing? Yeah, draft proofing is really cheap. And you can buy kits at DIY stores and you can do it yourself. And if you draft proof your home, it can save you £20 to £30 a year. But more so, it helps with stopping those drafts and feeling that cold chill.